I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. And our Indiegogo campaign for Journey to the Heart is officially done. We want to thank you all so much for supporting us. We have raised about $26,000, which is huge, and it's going to be a gigantic help to help us make this show. We are still only halfway to our fundraising goal, so we'll let you know. We're definitely going to be having a few other things to raise some additional funds, but we are so, so happy that you all supported us. Thank you so much.
Also, it is just about Pride Month. You all know it's coming. We've all been getting ready for Gay Christmas. And so we just want to let you know that we are once again going to be doing Spirit Week the week of June 20th this summer. So everybody start getting ready, start planning your outfits. We're going to be taking over social media. We want to see all of your photos. We are planning once again so that you can get ready. We will be having Dapper Day, Snapback Day, Cosplay Day, Flag Day, and Pajama Day. So keep an eye on our socials at Les Hangout Pod. We're going to be posting and we can't wait to see you all.
Get them ready. We also want to let you know that Pride Month is our last month on the air for this season.
Not forever. Everyone
not
like
forever. Don't not worry. Forever. So our last episode will be coming out July 4th, and we'll be releasing episodes all throughout June. So I think as of today, we have 5 more episodes left. And then we will be coming back after a shorter break. So
just a little hiatus.
We're going to take a little bit of breathing room, but we will not leave you for too long. It's going to be anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks if we get overwhelmed. But we're aiming for 6. So we will be back in your ears sooner than you know it. But we just want to prep you. that our season five is slowly coming to an end.
But what a season it's been.
Oh, it's been amazing.
In the greater Les universe, we have a couple things that we need to talk about, starting with this amazing short film slash Bulgari ad starring Zendaya and Anne Hathaway. Did you watch this yet, Ellie?
So you put this on here and I literally just watched it before we... It is bonkers. Beautiful.
This is like a better coming out film than a lot of like legit movies in existence.
Oh yeah, it's incredible. We love both of them. Great chemistry together, which like, you know, who knew? But here it is.
I can't handle like some of the things in there. The eye contact that they're making.
The head
like,
tilt.
To look to the future.
Yeah.
And then they're like standing with their arms around each other like as the sun sets and the voiceover is like to discovering unexpected wonders. And I'm like, yeah, ladies, discovering wonders. Get at it.
I love it. Yeah, intense. It was very sexy. I'm here for it.
We also need to talk about this Melanie Lynskey interview because, listen, we adore, we love Melanie Lynskey, queer icon. And she did this interview did you see this?
I don't know this. Okay. Tell me. Paint me a word picture.
I'm not even going to paint you a word picture. I'm going to read the quote because that's how fucking good it is. So here's the question that the interviewer asked Melanie Lynskey. They go, you did these two canonically queer films early on in your career, Heavenly Creatures and But I'm a Cheerleader. Did you ever question your sexuality when you were growing up? And here's her answer. I did. I always wondered if maybe I was a little bit gay. It was a gray area. I made out with my girlfriends all the time. Not for boys to be like, this is hot. Everyone was making out, so we would make out just for fun. It was never a weird thing. When we were doing Heavenly Creatures, I remember Kate being so nervous about kissing a girl, and I was like, oh, interesting. I don't know why I was so naive about the fact that some people might be uncomfortable. And their follow-up, they go, and you weren't? And she goes, no, it was like the 10th time I'd kissed a girl. I'm like, I've done this every weekend.
Oh my god!
So, like, Melanie...
Oh, Melanie, we love you.
My heart.
I just love that she's like, what? Like, it's a big deal?
Yes.
That's
yes.
So funny.
I can't, like, and just, like, that's just so chill about it. They're just, like, I feel like a lot of Hollywood stars still to this day are like, you know, did you ever question your sexuality? And they're like, I'm 100% straight. And I love that she's just like, yeah, of course I did. I was, like, making out with girls left and right. Like, what's the big deal here? Like, I don't understand.
She's
so.
Like, yeah, your point. She's
we
like,
fucking stan, is
doesn't
all I'm gonna say.
Everyone?
Doesn't everyone? Like, and yeah, like that mentality of just being like, weird, has everyone not done this? Interesting.
She turns it back to the interviewer. She's like, have you not?
So I just thought that was fantastic. More please and thank you.
Yes, love it.
Yeah. So that's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 85th installment of Should Have Been Gay.
Oh, it was fun, it was great, but it should have been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, you know it's coming, Ellie. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now. Will it be? Okay.
Oh, what a jam.
You had to know it was happening, right?
What a jam. Oh, yeah.
I feel like we could actually just replace the episode with just like play that on a loop for the next hour and like.
Yes.
But we're not going to be doing very that much. Because we are joined for today's episode by a very special guest. We have Samantha O'Coin, who is here, who is an actor, singer-songwriter from Toronto, who made her TV debut as the role of Lily in Astrid and Lily Save the World. You may have heard that we love that show. Sam, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
We're so excited when we... Yes.
We just had Alex on. Everybody heard our episode with Alex, who is one of the writers.
Alex
for Ash and Lily. We did like a deep dive into our obsession with the show.
I also love when we do this. Like, we get obsessed with shows, and then we're like, how many people from the show?
All of them. All of them. We want all of them.
We're like, so we like this show. So how do we basically feel like we're a part of the show? We're like, everyone, come on and talk to us.
Yes. We do an episode and we're like, yes. Oprah with bees. Everyone gets an episode on the show. We want it. No, but plus, yes. Listen, when we had, because we've recorded with Alex the night that the finale aired.
Oh.
So we never even got a chance to like unpack our deep feelings about the finale on this show. Like, we hadn't even gotten a chance to talk about the what happened in the finale and what is happening to Lily and Candace and why it's not a season two yet and why are you keeping me waiting, sci-fi? Help.
I feel all of that. Yeah.
Oh my. Somebody help me.
For real. No, somebody help us. That was a roller coaster episode to watch.
I do feel like before we dive in, we are going to be talking about Dawson's Creek today, but because we have Sam here, I do still want to talk to you a little bit about Astrid and
Lily. Of course. Sidebar. Oh my gosh. So of course.
So we'll do like a short, just like, tell us about your experience with Astrid and Lily. I would say specifically because we are a lesbian show, talk about like, what's your experience been like with the queer fandom of the show?
I mean, it's been absolutely incredible. Like, I mean, sorry, I'm like at a loss for words. No, because when the show, when we were filming the show, you know, Julia, who plays Candace in the show, you know, we were really hoping that people were going to root for our, you know, our characters together. We were like hoping, but we weren't really sure what the reaction was going to be. And then when the show came out, we were getting like sent like fan edits, and then we were getting sent like messages from people being like, oh my God, there's LGBTQ plus really like a representation in the show. And everyone was just like really responsive and everyone was really resonating with the two. And so we were just kind of like blown away by it, honestly. So no, it's been absolutely incredible. Like, Julia and I, we are so close and we became so close on the show. And every time we get an edit, like, we'll send it. Like, we sometimes send each other edits back and forth. We're like, oh my gosh, look at this. Like, I love that people are so into it. So no, I mean, the response has been so appreciated. Like, oh, it's everything. We are just like beyond happy. It's like, yeah.
So we need season two is what you're saying.
That's we need season two. We do. I so want Lily and Candace to go on a date. They haven't gone on a date yet. And I'm like, they need to go.
Throw money at? Like, just right? Take my money and make it happen.
I'm like, they need to go on a first date at least. So there has to be more. And especially because
they got
left.
Some like work to do to get there.
They got yeah, they got some working it out to do.
Spoiler alert, isn't it awkward when you're like almost first date ends with your date's mom getting killed and like,
super
just,
awkward.
You know,
it's just like please, not
spoiler. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Spoiler alert.
I mean, it's been out for a while. I feel like
we'll edit. Wait, it has wait, been ready? Out. Spoiler alert. You can edit it backwards in time for us.
Yeah.
There you go. No, it's perfect.
But I'm like, people need to watch the whole first season so we get a second season.
Yes,
Lee.
It's so
don't
true.
Ruin it for them.
True. 100%.
And like I said, we've had multiple people on the show on right now. So like, if you haven't started watching Astrid and Lily Save the World, freaking watch it,
yes,
everyone
please.
Out there. This is just my call to action.
There's really no excuse. There's no excuse
please.
At this point.
Yes. Also, speaking of teen dramas, mm-hmm. I'm so excited that you chose Dawson's Creek for this one.
Yes.
Because I feel like it. People have compared Astrid and Lily Save the World more to Buffy.
Yes.
But Dawson's Creek
like
and Buffy
era,
like, exist
right?
in that same
they,
era.
They definitely do. Yeah. I mean, they were kind of out around the they were out around the same time, yeah. I think. Yeah.
So definitely. I'm excited to dive into this.
And you know why I'm most excited? Well, we'll talk about it a little bit, but I know you know why I'm excited, Ellie. I'm going to start with our IMDb synopsis for anyone who's not familiar with teen classic drama Dawson's Creek. The IMDb synopsis is as follows, short and sweet. Four friends in a small coastal town help each other cope with adolescence, which I enjoy particularly because I feel like it makes adolescence sound like a medical diagnosis. Like,
to be fair, it is hard to cope with adolescence.
It's true. It's true.
I really enjoy it. You know, it's like, it kind of sounds like alcoholism. They're like helping each other cope with adolescence. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, just Dawson's Creek. I think we just need to talk about our experiences with Dawson's Creek.
What about our gay synopsis, Ellie?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. I wanted to jump.
You're getting too excited.
All right, getting ahead of yourself. Because I had a great experience with Dawson's Creek.
Tell us your gay synopsis first. What's your gay synopsis?
Yeah, I'll give you the gay synopsis first. Okay. Right, I'll start. All right. Small town lesbian, Joey Potter, spends her entire life choosing between two boys because they're the only two people in front of her, even though she should totally go to Paris and date women and finally find the love of her life.
Amazing.
I love it.
Sam, hit us with your gay synopsis for Dawson's Creek.
Okay. So we have Jen Lindley. She comes to the small town and she meets a group of friends and she is openly fluid and she's very experienced, and she meets Joey, who seems a bit like shy and timid a little bit. And then they end up, I think Joey realizes that she's actually, you know, maybe not so into Dawson. Maybe she's actually into girls, and they have a little, you know, they experience that form of adolescence, and who knows?
I could get behind that.
I'm here for it.
Jen is severely underutilized in Dawson's Creek.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm gonna give my gay synopsis, and then I will withhold my explanation until we talk about our experiences with the show. So my gay synopsis for Dawson's Creek is a confused queer polycule of teens living in fake P-town, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Knockoff, right. Generic store brand P-town.
I did not feel like it was P-town.
I mean, they're supposed to be on the Cape, aren't they?
I know they're on the Cape, but like, I feel like they're in Hyannis.
No, yeah, absolutely. Like, but I had to make it. I had to make it gayer, Ellie. What do you want from me?
Yeah, P-town's gayer. Sam, have you ever been to Cape Cod?
I haven't.
I'm like, because I feel like me and Lee are having a very specific.
I'm like, I don't know.
No one understands it if you've never been to Cape Cod. My point is like, okay, so on Cape Cod, I'm from Boston, which is like an hour drive from Cape Cod.
Okay.
Which is like, this is supposed to be a town.
Yeah, wait,
on
what is their fake town name? Cape Town's
Cape
a real
side.
Place. Where is it?
Was it Cape Side?
Cape Side, yeah. Cape Side. Yeah. Cape Side. Cape Side. But like, okay, I'm gonna make a visual guide for our listeners who cannot see me. The Cape looks like a like an arm.
Nothing
with
like
a
sight gag on a podcast. Okay. It's my favorite.
But everyone, if you just look at it, just look at a map, you know what I'm doing.
Bend your own arm.
But then give like a little floppy
strong
hand,
gay arms, everyone.
Okay. Provincetown is all the way on the tip of the Cape. It's like the richest, wealthiest part of Cape Cod. All gay people, mostly gay men. And like, it's like gay capital. It's like the most gay men per capita of, I think, any town in the United States. It's wild.
Oh, wow.
Hyannis is basically in the armpit of the Cape. Okay. And it is like the first place you get to when you leave Boston. It is. Like, some parts of it are nice. Like, the Kennedys lived in Hyannis Port. But it also has, like, pretty heavy drug problems. Like, there's some shit going down. And I feel like, you know, Dawson's Creek handles a lot of, like, there's a lot of addiction. Yeah. There's more to deal with than I think this, like, super wealthy, like, town on
not
Cape.
To not, derail not our our visual sight gag tangent, Ellie, but can I just...
Sorry.
I only have to share this because it's too perfect, because... So I was just hanging out with a friend. They just recently came out, like, this last year, and we just had sort of, like, a dinner where we were talking about, you know what happens when, like, someone gets people like us started on, like, queer media and queer topics and queer rep and queer everything, whatever. So anyways, we got into this weird conversation about whether or not Taylor Swift is gay, where I was like, I mean, Taylor Swift is, like,
well,
for sure gay.
That's not even a question.
But then as proof, I decided to send them a TikTok of somebody, like, listing all of these reasons of, like, here's, like, all of the, like, hundreds of things of proof of, like, Taylor Swift being super, super gay. And so my TikTok has now decided that the only thing I care about is, like, deep dive explorations into the Taylor Swift
sexuality.
Conspiracy theory boards, right? Like, just epic level deep dives, whatever. So anyways, did I just literally like 2 hours ago send them a new TikTok that it showed me about how Taylor Swift and Diana Agron like vacationed in Hyannisport and like all the hidden messages in the lyrics pages and in the things and in the like songs? And I, so anyways, Hyannisport just on my mind right now as like, ah, Taylor Swift, very gay. Anyways.
Yeah.
Just to bring us full circle of gay right now. That's what we're doing.
Love it.
Amazing. But let's talk about our experiences with Dawson's Creek. Sam, this was your suggestion.
It was.
You said it's like one of your favorite shows.
It was.
Am I correct?
Growing up,
so
definitely.
Tell us about that.
I mean, okay, so I think I started watching the show. Obviously, so I'm 20. It was out. I think it was already like pretty much completed before I even like touched it. So I think I can't remember how I like found it or heard about it, but I know people like tons of people watch it. And I think I started watching it when I was like, maybe like 10. I think
was
that's probably
age
accurate.
Appropriate at the time.
It definitely wasn't. Like, I definitely probably shouldn't have been watching it at 10 years old. No, I mean, but I totally got drawn. I got totally drawn to it, like to the drama. I was always very into, you know, love all that drama. And oh my gosh, does the show have so much drama. And I always loved like Jen's character. Oh my gosh, I remember like I love Joey too, but I do love her, but she for me at the beginning, I always found, I don't know, she was just a little like Jen. When I first saw Jen, I was like, oh my gosh, like she, that is who I like, that's who I want to be, like that's like, yeah. So
Jen has,
I loved
so
her.
Much so much confidence.
She does, she
like
does.
So much confidence. And she was really like way too slut shamed.
Yes, exactly. Like
it is crazy when you look back, you're like, this and, is not okay.
But imagine if she like if she had been gay, because then like I feel like that could have been such a good conversation for her and her grams. You know, because they already, like, butt heads about a lot of things. I think that could have been such a good conversation, you know, just to have and just to start. So, yeah. But I was, like, obsessed with all aspects of it, honestly. Like, I did love the love triangle. Like, I did love that. Like, I loved, you know, the Joey Pacey Dawson. Of course, obviously.
What team are you on?
A Pacey. Is that a good thing? Like...
No, that's same as me.
Okay. Oh, but Lee.
Good.
No. I'm listening.
Well, Lee, we'll tell her experience.
We're going to get to my experience soon. Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. So do you want to tell yours first or mine, Lee?
Why don't you tell yours first?
I also did not watch the show when it came out. When it came out, I was 6 years old. So I am 30, but still not really in like a teenage year when this show came out. Right? Lee, maybe closer. But
I'm young and hip, Ellie. What are you talking about?
I know. When I was in college, I spent one summer living in New York City at my voice teacher's apartment, which is hilarious. So my college voice teacher is this like super flamboyant gay man, of course. And what? He was like, oh, he was going to Germany for the summer to teach at this camp or whatever. And his apartment was empty. So me and my best friend, Cassandra, we were like two of his favorite students. We convinced him to sublet us his apartment. And he was like, just please don't like destroy anything. And like when you went into this apartment, it was like such, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just like red velvet everywhere. Like it was so fancy, like a small apartment because it's New York City.
Yeah.
But he had decorated it like so beautifully. Living room was the best part because he had like a home theater. So like he had a screen and like everything was like blackout curtains. So we watched a lot of TV because there was this amazing screen. And the show that we got into was Dawson's Creek. And so like every night, after we'd both come back from work, we were like both working as servers in New York City because like that's what you do when you're like 20 years old in New York City. And we would drink wine and watch Dawson's Creek. And it was like our thing to do. And it was like our whole summer was like revolved around like living in the city and watching Dawson's Creek. And I don't know why, like it just, it sticks with me so hard that like that was our thing on this summer. Like we're in New York City and we're like, we'd rather just stay in and watch Dawson's Creek. We did a lot of stuff in the city that summer too, but just cracks me up. So we watched it. We were like adults-ish, I don't know, when we watched it. But like, I love a good teen drama. Like, I was obsessed with One Tree Hill. We still haven't done a show to Gay for One Tree Hill. I know.
There's a decent amount of like that era of TV that we still have left somehow.
Haven't covered. Yeah.
Love One Tree Hill.
But yeah, so we got hooked on it. I honestly don't know if we finished, to be honest. So I'm like, I don't know if I remember some of the later seasons, but we definitely watched at least the first three seasons.
It was
something. That's for sure. It hooks it. There is something about the formula of Dawson's Creek that really like gets you in.
It definitely does.
You cannot stop watching.
1000%.
Okay, are you ready for my Nelly? I've never watched an episode of it. Still to this day. I've never seen it.
I know.
Here's the thing. As the youngest, hippest person here, I was probably the most age appropriate to watch this when it aired. I did used to watch Buffy. And okay. I'm going to say my rough recollection is before Buffy moved to UPN in its later seasons, that I'm pretty sure Buffy used to come on after Dawson's Creek. And I am only saying that because I have never watched an episode of this show, but I feel like I have vivid memories of watching the like next week on Dawson's Creek, right? Like all of those when I used to like turn the TV on to watch Buffy. And it was just, I mean, listen, come on. It was like the early aughts. Like it was hard to not be aware of like the kind of general goings on of the hit shows at the time, you know?
It also like is pretty iconic in the zeitgeist of television in general.
Like everyone, like if you had asked me at, you know, age like 16, like, can you sing the theme song to Dawson's Creek? Yes, of course I can. Everyone knows what it is. Everyone knows the little, like, here's the little thing by the water. And they'll, yeah, okay, fine. Like, there's a love triangle. Pacey and Joey. Like, everyone knew kind of the general goings on about it. I've done some research in preparation for this episode. I still have never seen an episode in its entirety.
It's fair.
But listen, you know, our listeners know I'm going to have a lot of opinions and things that I will state as incontrovertible facts that I am making up. So it's going to be great.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
And Sam,
I'm excited.
You can totally tell Lee that she's wrong.
Don't do it. I haven't been wrong about a show I've never watched yet.
I know. Ever.
It's never happened. Ever. But also, I'm also Team Pacey. So that's fine.
Okay, good.
Because in the episode clips that I did watch in research, like Dawson seems like kind of a little bitch. So that's just
Dawson is so fucking annoying.
He is so annoying.
You know what Dawson reminded me of is when we talked about Gilmore Girls, and like, you know, when you go back and rewatch Gilmore Girls and you're like, oh wow, Dean fucking blows. Like, I didn't realize it at the time when I was 15 watching this, but he's the worst. I feel like Dawson, they're like every show had one of those guys of that era.
Dawson is worse than Dean, though, I think.
Like, he just seems awful.
I was reading, as I was doing research for this, and I'm curious what you think about this, Sam.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there was this entire article that was like deep diving into Dawson versus Pacey.
Okay.
Right? And one of the things it was saying is like the great thing that Dawson's Creek did was like shift Dawson's Creek to stop being about Dawson. Like it started and it was like Dawson is the protagonist here, and people were like, we don't identify with Dawson at all. And they were like, okay, yes, it's about Joey.
It was Joey the whole time. It's been Joey all along.
exes. Yeah. So
Hugh.
I don't know. Do you relate more to Joey or Dawson? Well, or Jen.
Oh, true. No, but definitely not Dawson. Oh my gosh, no. He was like, you know what? Honestly, the only thing that's replaying in my mind right now, have you seen that meme of him crying on the... Yeah, I think that's the thing that went viral.
I've known the meme for forever, and until watching a couple clips, I had no idea like how accurate that meme was. I was like, oh, that's him in a nutshell, I guess. I thought that was like an unfortunate like screen grab. No, that seems to be his whole character is that, just like whiny man crying. And I was like, okay, great.
To a T, literally. So
he also like is the one person in the show who has like the least shitty things happen to him besides when his dad dies. Yeah. But like at the beginning of the show, he's like the most privileged little boy. Everyone else has had so much shit going on in their lives. Joey's father's a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Her mom's dealing with cancer.
Literally.
And he's just like, but like nobody understands me because I'm a film boy.
Yeah. My best friend has a boy's name and I'm very conflicted about it. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
He's the worst. I will say James Vanderbeek, I love.
Like, okay, yeah.
Dawson sucks. But like the actor, he has done, like, since Dawson's Creek, I feel like he has really, like, reinvented himself.
What's he been? I know he's been in other things, but what?
He's been in, like, so many other things. Like, he keeps, like, coming in on cameos in movies, I feel like, where he's just, like, this guy who, like, is the complete opposite of Dawson.
I know he was in, like, okay, this is a very small thing, but I know he was in How I Met Your Mother for like an episode or two or something like that.
And he also
he had the best cameo in How I Met Your Mother.
He did.
He also was in oh my god, the girl in apartment. What's it called? I wish I could remember.
Don't trust the bitch in apartment 23. Yeah, who got his IMDb page up? I did.
Yes. Don't trust the bitch in apartment 23.
Yes.
And he plays himself, like he plays James Vanderbeek.
Incredible.
Like actor amazing. James Vanderbeek. That's amazing. And he's so funny. I think as an actor, James Vanderbeek is great. That character.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it was like, just the character. Like, I don't think there's another way you can like play it, really.
Well, no.
It was just.
And that's.
Can I use that as a segue into like, because we're going to start talking about why the show should have been gay. Can we use that as our segue? Because I will be honest, we have done enough. I know we still have some left, Ellie, but we have done enough shows and movies of the late 90s, early aughts era for me to say that there is nothing gayer than when you write your main love interest to be the absolute fucking worst. Why? Why do you keep doing this? Why?
Well, and it is like, I seriously am like, Joey needs to fight against heteronormativity because, like, I do appreciate Pacey because the reason that I'm more team Pacey is that, like, Dawson's whole thing is basically like, I own Joey.
Oh.
Like, I feel like that's like his thing of like, we are soulmates and like, therefore, like, you can't go to Paris because, like, how could you leave me? And like all of this, he's so controlling and possessive.
It's so weird.
And then Pacey's like the opposite of that, where he's still a man, but at least he's like, I love you for you. And like, I'm happy that you're going and doing like things with your life.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get out of this town because you're better than this and blah, blah, blah. So that's why I'm more team Pacey. But
agreed.
But I still am like, Joey, like, why are you even like, conflicted between any of this, because like you just have this like shitty man who, like, just because he is in love with you, he thinks he has control over you.
And when they were together, like, it was I just hated them when they were together because he had all the control in the relationship and he was so, I don't know, he was so moody and I don't know.
He's not so moody in general.
His
entire storyline with Jen was that like he couldn't get over that she wasn't a virgin. Like,
oh,
that
ew.
Is fucked ew. Up.
Like, what? I forgot about his, that. Not gonna lie.
Yes, his entire thing was like he had to break up with Jen. He had to break up with Jen because he was like, I just like can't handle that she slept
with other men. I feel like that feels less like it should have. I mean, again, I've never seen the show, but just knowing some of the storylines that happened on Dawson's Creek, I feel like that feels more like a Seventh Heaven storyline than a Dawson's Creek storyline should have had, you know?
Yeah.
Seventh Heaven.
And doesn't he end up like losing his virginity to like Jen's older sister or something? Doesn't that happen?
Yeah.
Who's slept with a bunch of, I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't matter. But like, and he was so,
he's the worst. And he sleeps with Joey while he's dating someone else.
Wow. Everything I am learning this character is really endearing me to him more and more. Just like.
The first time him so and Joey good. Ever sleep together, he has a girlfriend. And he's like, well, I broke up with her the morning after.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm just like,
sorry,
oh my gosh,
that's like
yeah.
not even, yeah.
No, like, I knew he was the worst because, like, I always thought he was, but I'm like, yeah, he really was the worst. Like, wow.
No, yeah, all you have to do is just, like, check off the boxes of, like, worst, worst, worst.
They're
worst,
so bad. Worst. See, Pacey was chilling in the first season. Like, he was, I mean, yes, he was, like, you know, having, like, sex with a teacher, but other than that, you know.
Yeah, that
that was
a lot.
That was a lot.
But let's talk about the first season and what could have been different if Jen was a lesbian and we didn't have to deal with Dawson.
Yes, please.
That would have been so fun. I would have loved to see that.
I feel like it should have been, okay, Dawson breaks up with Jen.
Yes.
And basically Dawson breaks up with Jen and he's like, okay, well, now I want to be with Joey because she's virginal and pure and blah, 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 which is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
He breaks up with Jen and Joey's like, you're an idiot, Dawson. Like, Jen's great, blah, blah, blah. And then Jen's like, you're great, Joey. And then they're like, fuck you, Dawson. And then they start hooking up.
I would love that. Love that. Yes.
Is Jen openly fluid in Dawson's Creek? I don't remember
Or
you're just saying that.
Well, I just said that. But now that I'm thinking about it, I actually feel like she made comments about like sleeping with either genders before. Like, I feel like whenever all like hometown friends from New York came and I can't remember what his name is, but he like came and he like was with the yacht club or something. I feel like she said it to him that, you know, they like talked about how she had slept with other, like, everyone, or not everyone, but you know what I mean? Like, she had slept with other genders before. So I think actually she might have been.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if she was, like, canon fluid.
Yeah, true.
And they did Jen so dirty. Her whole story.
With her. You know how it ended, right? Did you end up?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know how it ended, but I didn't watch it.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Lee, do you know how it ended?
Okay, listen, here's what I can tell you. I don't know how it ended. I know that as I was scrolling through, like, YouTube clip compilations today, that, like, the ones with Jen seemed like the photos of her kept getting more and more depressing over time. Like, that's all I know.
Oh, yeah. Well, so Jen in the first season, it's like, oh, new girl. Like, she's hot. She slept with so many people.
Flowery.
Second season, she, like, her friend dies in front of her. She literally, like, and it's like, also, okay, so I know this is messed up because she died, but I do feel like they could have been together.
Well, yeah.
Jen and...
what's her name?
What was her name?
Like, because she drowned, right?
Abby. Abby Morgan. I'll paint you the picture of the scene. So it's Jen and Abby on the pier. And nobody likes Abby at the school. She's like the classic mean girl. People just don't really like her. But Jen is like, well, I like you, Abby, because Abby's the only, like, real person here. And everyone else is just, like, Dawson being, like, judgmental of every other human being in the world for not being, like, the perfect person. So they're on the pier, and they're both drinking. They're sharing a bottle of champagne. And let's just start there, and you don't – let's just say what gay shit could have happened there instead of Abby dying. So what happens is she hits her head, she falls back into the water, and she drowns. And literally
just dies.
Wow.
Just dies.
It's so sad.
Yeah. It's so messed up.
And
like, Jen's dealing with that the entire second season, and like, nobody cares.
Man, yeah, Jen really went through it.
She really did. But yeah, so let's pretend that didn't happen. What else do we think could have happened on that dock?
I mean,
they're drinking champagne.
Yeah, they're drinking champagne, you know, probably having, like, they're having some deep talks, been talking about the future. And I don't know, I think it would have been so cute for Jack, because, I mean, Abby was so lost. She, like, again, like you said, she had no friends. I mean, it would have been so sweet. I think Jen could have easily leaned in, and then that way, Abby would have leaned in that way, and they would have kissed. She would have never hit her head, and she would never have died. And then, you know, would have been perfect.
Changed the whole course of Abby Morgan's life is changed because she's a lesbian.
Literally.
She survived.
She survived because she's gay. So.
those are the stories like we need, you know? It's like, you would have died if you weren't gay. That's the story.
Gay, yeah. Let's completely reverse it. She literally says, before she drinks the champagne, I don't think I'll ever be happy, and then she does.
Wow, stop. That's horrible.
That's so fucked up.
But I'm just going to say, she says, I don't think I'll ever be happy, and Jen says, you could be happy with me. And then Abby's like, I could. And then they kiss. And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because Jen is real messed up about her death the whole season. Because, like, of course she is. But I think, too, like, she's even more because of the, like, what could have been. Like, she was – that was her, like, first date, really, with Abby. And she was, like, loving it. They were going to be together. And then it didn't work out. I ship Jen.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Abby now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Dang.
Abby Morgan, rest in peace. That's what that episode's called. It's also like these teen shows, like, it, the formula works so well, but like you watch them and you're like, what, like, what were you doing in the writer's room? Do you know, like, people are like, okay, who can we kill this week?
Like, what,
it'd be crazy if, oh, what about Abby Morgan, no one likes her, let's kill her. Like, they're just like writing on a board, like all the craziest things they can do. What if, like, what if Joey's dad's in a fire? Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Let's just...
Check.
They bring home the dog that they found on the side of the road, but the dog was actually an accessory in a murder. And you're like, what? How? How did this happen?
Yeah.
They threw so much. They threw so much shit in Dawson's Creek.
So much. Jen and Abby, I ship it. I'm here for it. I had not run into Abby as a character at all in my research, so I'm excited for this new ship.
You wouldn't.
Jen and Joey, because the central love triangle of the show sort of like always centered around Joey and Dawson and Pacey, right? But there was this thing where it was like Joey and Jen and Dawson for a while, right?
That was the first season.
An easy go-to should have been gay move is like get the boy out. Take the boy out of the triangle, out of the equation.
Because
I feel like that gets even easier when you have a character like Joey, who like seems like they were kind of. I mean, you couldn't get more of like a stereotypical like we are trying to write a tomboy character, right?
They like from the first season, they have this. They already have that sort of enemies vibe going on between Jen and Joey. Like that could have been so interesting to see an enemies to lovers.
Yes.
Like, slow
are you a
burn
fan of enemies to lovers? Sam, tell us.
Oh, just a tad.
Never heard of it.
I love it. That's like my favorite thing.
Well,
hence, I was
and
so
here's okay. Here's
I,
why I find yeah. it annoying, and here's why. Even though, listen, sure, I'm Team Pacey. I guess the show I haven't seen, but I'm Team Pacey. Yeah. I get it because I hate Dawson, and I also love a good enemies to lovers storyline, right? Like, is it why I love Lily and Candace so much? Who's to say? It's just, I love it. Give it to me more all the time. But here's my problem. My problem is when you have people, so like, I spend a lot of time on YouTube watching clips of Dawson's Creek, and there are still people, like, literally you'd have comments that were left on some of these videos like 2 days ago being like, Joey and Pacey are like my OTP and they're like the best couple ever written on television and they just had such an amazing relationship and I love them like all the way from season one where they were just fighting all the time and like you could tell how much they were in love with each other and all this stuff. And I'm like, good for you. Like A plus that you have found your thing in life. I'm happy for you.
Also, Lee, I'm like, we cannot talk because you know how many gay people are.
Oh my god, I'm
like,
the person leaving those
Willow
comments
and,
on other
Willow
YouTube
and
videos.
Tara
like,
are, you know what I mean?
About,
like,
I'm
the,
not,
that is the same
I'm
like
not ragging
the time.
On those
There's
people.
No statute of limitations.
What I'm ragging on is the fact that listen, this is our 85th should have been gay. The number of times that we have encountered two female characters in shows with that antagonistic, bordering on flirtatious kind of vibe to their relationship, where when we watch it and we're like, oh, sparks are a flying, and they're like, no, they hate each other. Like, what are you talking about? They're like clearly enemies. Like, why would you ever think that that would mean two people are into each other? And I'm like, because it's the greatest love story that's ever been written on television. And it was there from the beginning. And the way that they were always like just fighting with each other and making fun of each other was how in love they were. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, when it's Joey and Pacey, everyone thinks they can see it and it was meant to be and it's there from the get-go. And I just feel like when you have a love triangle and you have like two antagonistic women fighting over some dude, like get rid of the dude. That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I want. I just want the equal chance for us to say they're flirting.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen.
Agreed.
Yes.
Well, 100%. Are there any other moments between Jen and Joey? Do we have any like good moments throughout like all of the seasons? You know what I mean?
They definitely have the more bonding moments. I mean, they go to college. Which is like, I guess that's like later. That's later on, and they become like pretty close. become pretty close friends. I'm trying
Everyone
to think of like
loves a college like self-realization
moment.
Coming out story. Listen.
Right.
Well, and when they're in college, who are they dating?
My answer is Busy Phillips. What is does there someone else that they're supposed
each
to be dating?
Other?
What's her roommate's name? Audrey?
They should have been dating Audrey. Each other. Audrey.
I don't even know because I didn't watch that many scenes from them in college, but I saw Busy Phillips and I was like, so we're all gay and we're all dating her. Got it. Check. I have followed the plot so far.
I love
far.
Busy Phillips. You know what else we need to do should have been gay on is Cougar Town. Have you ever seen that show? Sorry, that's random.
I have
but
not.
Busy Phillips
Let's
is in
add
Cougar
it to
Town.
The list.
That's why
I'm a soul.
Oh.
Light bulbed. Well, Pacey ends up dating.
Oh yeah,
Audrey. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
So.
Exactly. Yeah. And Joey's not. Well, I mean, okay. Joey ends up sort of dating that. What's his name from One Tree Hill?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh really?
Remember him Luke?
Yeah.
Lucas,
what was his name?
Something. Lucas from One Tree Hill.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She ends up dating him for like a brief second. He ends up cheating
with
on
the
her
hair.
Or something,
he had the like.
Wait,
yes,
Chad Michael
I'm doing
Murray?
This, yes, you know yes. what I mean. This hair.
Yeah, he goes to, yeah, he's like a band, he's like a singer, and Joey ends up being like a singer in his band. You need
Classic.
To watch the college, you gotta watch.
Yeah, I gotta watch. Honestly, this is like giving me new renewed energy to keep watching Dawson's
I
Creek.
Did see when she it's sings. Cause... She sings I Want You to Want Me. Which also felt
yes.
very gay for her. Like, that's a coming out song, if I've ever seen one. That song is just queer energy. And who's cheering for her while she's singing it? Audrey. That's who. Boom.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
It's
Nailed
true.
That one.
There you go.
Nailed the landing. Yeah, I do feel like Joey could have dated Audrey instead of Pacey, and we still could have gotten the drama, because it still is the drama of, like, oh, well, Joey and Pacey are supposed to be together and they're dating other people. But instead, Joey starts dating Audrey.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, shit, Pacey,
Listen,
what are you going to do?
It would feel yep. very Gretchen and Claire in Heroes, right? Like, you go to college, you have a roommate, you're just, like, getting closer and closer together. Like, tale as old as time. I went to a women's college. You think we didn't have that shit happening left, right, and center? Come on.
I love a roommate story. No, that shit happens every call. Maybe, well, like, maybe not, but I'm like, happened at my college,
oh,
too.
Oh, same. Happened at mine.
Like, there were these two girls who, like, became, like, they started as roommates, right? But they, like, talked for the whole summer before they got there. So that, like, the second they got there, they both started sleeping
oh my
in
God.
The same bed already.
Stop it. I just got too excited about that. Why? I'm, like, giddy. What's
right?
happening?
Like, how... Like, how ridiculous. Like, they literally were like, oh, we already know. Like, because they were just, like, Facebook
Incredible.
Messaging.
Yeah.
Kudos to them. Like,
so good.
Wow.
So good.
Good stuff.
Yeah, because you know you could, like, meet your roommate beforehand. And you're like, oh, my God,
yeah.
I love my roommate. Oh, my God, crazy. But, yeah, so Jen, in general, just, honestly, they did not give her enough. Like, also, Michelle Williams, like, brilliant actress.
Oh, yeah. Love.
And they just gave her, like, the shittiest storylines.
She
leaves, she dies. She also what? Dies in the end.
Yeah, she
Stop.
Dies. So that, Sorry, that was what, yeah. Spoiler.
Yeah. she, yeah, and it's like,
dies.
Oh my God, her grandmother kisses her on the forehead,
like,
and says, see
oh,
you
no.
soon.
Oh,
it's so... Oh my God, it's
That's
so...
brutal.
So fucking sad.
So brutal.
It's so bad. It's so sad.
So brutal. Like, so bad. But I'm like, that's barrier gaze, right? They're literally like, we don't, like, I swear to God, Jen, I'm going to go on this
Please
horse.
Please do it.
You kill Abby
I,
and then
I
you
truly
kill Jen.
Now that,
this is horrible.
Yeah, like, yeah. now that you've
Save
said it,
yourself,
Sam,
Joey.
I swear to God, they don't, they didn't know what to do with their lesbian characters. So they were like, oh, okay. Like, they did not know what to do with Jen. Like, they wrote her into the first season and Michelle Williams is so good. Like, you couldn't get rid of her. But she was a queer character on the show. She didn't fit into the triangle.
1,000%.
And so they were like, what do we do with her? And then they just gave her the most random
Did she show up with
yes.
the gay haircut or did the gay haircut develop over the course of
Oh,
the
she
show.
Showed up looking like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's
great.
How
so
she showed
yeah, so
up,
she
yeah.
showed up gay. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I do want to talk about the actual gay shit on Dawson's Creek because I do think
yeah.
it's important, which is Jack.
Yes.
Yeah.
He
so,
was such a little baby. Like, oh my God, it is so funny going back to see some of these actors in, like, you know, the year 2000 or something. He was like such a little baby face.
I know. He's so cute. But, so like, cute. This was the first gay kiss between two men on TV. So, like, Dawson's Creek was trying to do some gay shit.
Props, Dawson's Creek. We'll give you that, okay? Golf clap into the mic.
That's good.
Well, because do you know who was the showrunner on this? Yeah.
Kevin
was to start, and then Greg Berlanti took over.
Oh, interesting. Hey,
who's that?
So Greg Berlanti, he does like all of the superhero shows in the CW.
Oh.
So like Legends of Tomorrow. I think he also does Riverdale.
Okay.
Supergirl.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is a gay man. And so he also like has written a lot of gay storylines on TV since Dawson's Creek. Mm-hmm. So this was like one of his first like gay storylines that he wrote.
Oh,
and it was pretty groundbreaking for the time.
That's amazing.
Because it's like not something that happens on TV in what was the year? It's like this probably the same year Willow and Tara
kissed.
Probably
like 99, 2000, right?
Yeah. And then too, Jack's father is accepting of him as well. So it's like we do have like a pretty nice coming out story.
Yeah.
Like, some people are shitty, but it's, like, really, for the most part, pretty much everyone's, like, cool with it.
Yeah,
which but we couldn't get good. Any of the girls, huh?
No. We know this is how it always works for us. It's always men first in literally everything.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In literally everything. But it's okay, because we have Astrid and Lily.
Yeah!
Bringing it back.
We gotcha. We got you.
Here's my dream is like, while I'm saying like, oh, Jen and Joey and Dawson, and just like take Dawson out of the mix, I really feel like my ideal version of this show, if we were going to like remake it,
just like
you
completely,
you just write Dawson out of that love triangle, and you write Joey out of the Dawson Pacey Joey
totally.
Love triangle, and you just have Dawson and Pacey like pushing their faces together, and then Jen and Joey, and like everyone's happy at the end.
Love that.
Yeah, I'm curious, Sam, what do you think about Dawson and Pacey as a gay pairing? Because I was like toying with that in my brain.
You know, I mean, they've been best friends for a while, and I feel like I could see it. Yeah, I think they
have also like a lot of competition between each other.
They do.
Which is like maybe misplaced.
Just whip them out and measure, boys. Come on.
You know what? You know something I've never seen is I do like love triangles. I've never seen like an all gay love triangle. I don't think.
Oh boy, do we have like an upcoming musical podcast that you are just gonna love?
Oh yeah, we are literally writing a gay love triangle.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
But it is true that we don't really get it that often.
Not too often. And I think that could have been interesting.
The new movie on Hulu, Crush, if you've seen that has a love triangle.
It's gay. So adorable.
Say what you're going to say about Dawson's Creek.
I was thinking, yeah, well, so we could have Dawson and Joey, and then there could be, like, Jack in the mix, you know? Imagine if there was, like, I don't know. Could be... Maybe Pacey like is into Jack and Andy. That could be interesting. That could have been interesting because Pacey dates Andy, who's Jack's sister.
Yes, and I did see that, and I did have to say that like my first, because again, this era notoriously bad with the like, oh, we wrote a movie where the two female leads have like undeniable chemistry and like the whole movie is just about their relationship. And then like right at the last minute, let's just make one of them date the other one's brother, right? Like the dating the brother trope was
everywhere
in this era. And as soon as I'm like reading the like synopses of the seasons, and I was like, dates the sister of the gay dude. And I was like, seems like a stand-in if I've ever seen one.
Like, he's literally like, I'm having a sleepover with Jack so I can see his sister, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But did Jack have a lot of like meaningful love interest? I don't feel like he did.
I don't think he did actually. Cause I remember he was scared. I know he was scared to come out like publicly. And he started seeing this guy who was older than him. and he what like who was out, and I think they just didn't end up, you know, moving forward, I guess, because Jack was just too scared. And then Jack is like, okay, no, I'm ready to be out and open with you. And then the guy ends up going back to his ex, so it's like all sad. And I was like,
I do like that scene though, because I mean, it's messed up. The first gay kiss happens, right? He kisses him and he's mm-hmm. like, stop. This is my boyfriend, Brad.
Like right here.
Like literally next to me. But a few things I like about that.
Okay.
Even though it's like ridiculous. Number one, you have these two out men, because mm-hmm. they're dating each other, this guy and Brad, yeah. right? They're both pretty masculine.
It's
so
true.
Like they fight back, I think, against that like stereotypes of gay men.
Yeah.
The guy also like it seems to be very empathetic towards Jack.
Mm. It's true.
Like, even though like obviously he's like, well, I just got back with my ex, so like this isn't gonna work.
Yeah.
But like it feels like realistic, where it's like, okay, this like high school boy just came out. I like this is another gay man who's like already out and has this relationship. Like he probably is going to date someone his own age in college who's also out. And, like, that was an experience that Jack needed to have to, like, get him out of the closet and, like, help him do that. And now he can do other stuff. But, like, I don't feel like he had any, like,
that. Yeah,
other relationships after that.
I'm trying to.
I feel like for that era, like, I'm sure it was, as a character, it was probably pretty tame, right? Like,
yeah.
I feel like that was not the era where you were going to get, like, a super, like, dating around, like, tons of mm-hmm. boyfriends, gay dude character on television.
I do remember that.
Even still, I'm like, does he not have a boyfriend?
Yeah, I think I might be blanking, but something that did just come to mind is when Jack and Jen, they end up, like, do you remember they end up, like, randomly one night, because they become, like super, super close. When they get older, a little bit older, like I think it's college time or something like that, and they end up like, I don't know if they sleep together or they try to, and it's like doesn't it's not they it's weird to. And it doesn't work. Do you remember?
I don't, but that is how, if that does.
I think
happen,
it. No, it literally does. They like, like, and it's just like not because he's gay, like he's not into girls, but they're like really drunk and she kisses him, I think, or something, and it's like, and then I think they. To do stuff, but I don't think it actually happens.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at this like Dawson's Creek fandom page. Oh. But it also is like Jack adopts Jen's baby after Jen dies.
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
crazy. But it also does look like he does get a boyfriend at some point.
Good I think I'm just him. Blanking then.
Toby. But the point is.
Oh, Toby. Wait, I know who that is.
Yeah.
At least I know the name now.
It says beginning of season 4, he has a boyfriend. It is. It is the era where, like, we're not going to get super meaningful gay relationships. They're going to be the side characters.
Yeah.
I mean, especially on the CW. Like, yeah. I'm just thinking about, you know, like, because Buffy, which was airing at the same time, and it was like, I'm thinking of how Willow and Tara were handled when they were on, sorry, not the CW, WB. When they were on the WB versus when they moved to UPN and, like, could finally kiss, you know? Like, I just feel like it wasn't, that's not what the WB was then. They weren't going to be like, here's a gay dude just making out with guys every week. Like, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, they were like,
that.
We did enough. They were like, he came out. Yeah, yeah. And that's enough.
And he didn't die like Abby and Jen. Why aren't you happy, everyone?
Yeah, because they always kill the lesbians. Damn it, Abby and Jen.
Damn it.
I literally want a fan fiction of, like, what would have happened.
No, me too
Jen
now.
And I'm Abby like didn't die.
I'm invested in this. I almost need to, like, go back and just
someone
watch that little era.
Right? Someone somewhere has that fanfic. And,
it has to exist.
To send it to us.
It has to exist.
It has to.
Well, can we use Jen and Abby then to transition into who we're shipping, Ellie?
Yes. Also, okay. Like, sorry, did we? I feel like we talked so much about Jen. Did we talk about, like, Joey as a character besides Pacey and Dawson?
Not really.
I feel like we need to just, like, talk about, like, why is Joey herself queer? Do you know what I mean?
You mean besides the outfit?
Yeah, I mean, the outfits are so gay.
But very like late 90s tomboy, like I'm in my cargo pants and, you know, like that style of like, I feel like every gay woman of like around my age, like you look back at those pictures and you're like, yes, there's me in my t-shirt, cargo pants and bucket hat being a lesbian. Like that's it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, I know this is messed up, but family trauma. Gay.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know if you know this, but Joey was named after Joe March from Little Women.
Iconic lesbian Joe March. Stop it.
And we literally last week or 2 weeks ago, our last should have been gay. We talked about why Little Women should have been gay. Yeah, so I was incredible. Like, this is coming together for me.
She should have been.
It's also just like anytime you have a character who's like, I'm just one of the boys. And I'm like, you know what you're going to grow up to be? Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So gay. So what else do you think's gay about Joey, Sam?
You know what, when I first watched it, I actually thought she was going to be. Like my initial thought was I was convinced. I didn't think there was gonna be like a love triangle or anything between the two guys. I was convinced that she was gonna be gay. She's got a lot of like shit going on in her life. She's like, and she was never really satisfied with Dawson, you know? Like, yes, I think she had this like idea of what he would be like if they were together, and like she obsessed over that in the beginning, but she was never really satisfied with him, and I'm like, oh, I wonder why. And with Pacey, yeah, like there was a better relationship, but still it wasn't like, it wasn't really 100% until the very, very end. I'm like, well, you know, because you're not.
Yeah, they were like, we have to. At this point, we have to, like, decide on one of them. It's the end of the series.
Yeah, exactly. It was literally that. It was like, the last couple episodes, that's true, I guess. That was literally how it went.
Well, and plus, that's, like, such a classic gay move, too, is to, like, the deflection of being like, oh, I can't choose between these two. I love both of, I just don't know who to pick. It's too difficult. Mm-hmm. It's too hard. I don't know why I just don't really love either one of you as much as I should. Who am I in love with and why can't I tell? Like,
yep.
I don't know. Maybe when you get to college, Audrey will help you figure it out. That's what I'm thinking.
100%.
That's why I really wanted to get her to have more independence, you know? Well, like, I just feel like she never got that chance.
She didn't. She didn't go to Paris because.
Exactly.
Everyone comes out in Paris. Come on.
Come on.
It's a gay party.
I believe it.
That's the whole thing.
That is its whole thing.
That's its whole thing.
It's in the marketing materials. But yes, I mean, I think there was so much opportunity for this like ridiculously queer group of friends.
So
to be
much.
A lot gayer. A lot gayer. 100%. But yes, let's talk about who we're shipping.
Okay.
So Jen and Joey, what's their ship name?
So this is hard because they both have J's.
It's hard when they're both J's, right?
They're literally,
Jennifer, maybe?
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know because her name's Jennifer and Joey. And her name's Josephine.
Josephine.
Technically.
Okay, what about, because
Potter,
correct me if I'm wrong
name.
From everything I've learned about Dawson's Creek in the last week.
Yeah.
I believe Pacey and Joey's ship name, at least to some people, is PJ. So what about JJ?
Oh, so just like
JJ.
Right?
Cute.
That's
if you
cute.
Like take that
totally.
Route. That's unless, super do they have cute. Another name? That's the one that I kept seeing in the YouTube comments. So like
I don't know.
Yeah, look it up for us, LA. Quick.
Yeah, PJ or Poey.
Oh, that's
Poey.
Oh, That's
good. Bad. That's Poey.
Bad. JC's better than Poey. Yeah, JJ. I like JJ.
Wait, there's a lot of... Wait, this is hilarious. There's a lot of ships for Dawson's Creek.
Are there?
Dossie is Dawson and Pacey.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Already a ship.
I love that.
Dejo is Dawson and Joey or Doey.
DJ?
Come on.
Who's Gretchen? Who's Gretchen?
Gretchen. Oh.
Is Pacey's sister?
Yes. Yes. Gretchen is Pacey's sister.
Okay, so there's a ship for
Dawson and Gretchen.
For Grandy, which is Andy and Gretchen.
What?
Yes.
Love
Get
that.
Get happening. Get the sisters. Wait, so Dawson dates Pacey's sister too?
Yeah.
Come on. It writes Dawson. Itself.
Like, wild. Yeah. It's just like so. Honestly, there's so many here right now that just people, I'm like, I don't know how popular they are. But Jen and Joey are Genoa.
Genoa. That's like that's Genova. What it says wow. here. That's like Genova.
That is.
You know, I like JJ better, and I'm sticking with it.
I like JJ.
But you know what I suddenly need to give Dawson's Creek credit for is like I feel like Dawson's Creek did one season of being like a love triangle, and then they were like love triangles, and then they just wrote
only
as many
did love triangles,
love triangles yeah. as like you could humanly fit in a single show uh-huh. into their show. And it probably yep. worked excellently. So, like, good for them.
They figured out what worked yeah, and they went yeah, for yeah. it. And to be fair, I feel like people have been copying them ever since.
Definitely.
No one did. Like, they are the original love triangle.
Totally.
I will say that Jen and Abby aren't on this list for ships, though.
Okay, let's name them. Let's do it.
We have to name them now.
Okay. Jebby.
Rude.
Jebby. Neither one of those feels better.
Wait.
I'm going with Jebby. Jebby.
Jebby. Only one.
The names don't really do not really
they don't really mesh.
Well.
Yeah, they don't mesh
no,
well together.
But it's okay. And Joey and Audrey as well. Did we say them?
Joey and Audrey. Oh yeah, no, we didn't. Jodry?
Jodry.
Jodry.
It's a fun
they're,
word to
yeah,
say.
They're not great ship names.
Wow.
None of these
no,
really
not.
Are helpful.
They're really
but it's
not.
Okay. There's so many options for pairs in this region.
There's so many. And there's so many characters like there's so many characters that come in the show.
So many. But yeah, I mean, we just need like a teen drama that's all gay. Like I will.
Could you imagine? Oh my gosh. It
like
would be...
every single character. Like there's nothing else. That'd be wild.
I would love that.
I'm in.
Pitch it. Let's pitch it.
Yeah.
Isn't there, what's that show on Netflix? Heartstopper. I need to watch it because
I haven't watched it yet.
There's a lot of gay shit.
I haven't watched it yet, but I need to.
I think the main takeaway, Dawson's Creek, should have been gay. Okay, now I'm ready, Ellie.
Wait, also one more thing. Dawson looks like a lesbian.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, 100%.
I should have said that earlier. I just was thinking of what he looks like. I'm like, that is Ellen DeGeneres.
I was just going to say, everyone always, people compare him to Ellen DeGeneres. And rightfully so.
Like, so ridiculous, but true.
Amazing.
All right, now we can go to our Q and gay.
Q and gay.
So question number one, who was your favorite? A, Dawson, B, Joey, C, Pacey, or D, Jen?
Jen.
Knew it.
You're sure you don't want to like last minute audible in Dawson? You know, just I want to make sure you have the opportunity.
Could you imagine if I was a person
yeah.
that said,
the
could
worst.
You just imagine though if I was a person that came on the show and was like, I love Dawson's Creek because I love Dawson so much. Like, what would we have done? I don't know.
We actually would have been like, oh, my mic is cutting
yeah,
out. Something's
I'm like,
happening.
So yeah.
Oh, the Zoom
internet's
ended.
Freaking up.
We'll reschedule. Bye.
Bye. Oh my god, wait, if anyone is in this audience who likes Dawson,
I'm like, sorry.
I will never say don't listen to our show. Please keep listening to our show, but I just need to know what's going on with you.
Yeah. Question two, what was the best heavy topic that Dawson's Creek covered out of A, death, B, addiction, C, homosexuality, or D, absent parents?
I actually think the homosexuality that happened in the show, they dealt with it pretty well. Like, they not dealt, you know, I think they did a good job with it, especially for when
golf
it came out.
Clap
so.
To them.
I was happy with that.
I think I have to agree with you on that, because the rest of them felt, honestly, like, so, it's like, oh my god, you're really doing this?
Yeah.
Like, the way that they did a lot of the other stuff, so I can agree with you on that. All right, question three, what would be your Cape Cod activity? A, sailing. B, going to the beach. C, lobster rolls. Or D, antiquing.
Ooh, I think sailing.
Nice. I'm Pacey's sailboat.
Ooh, yeah. What's it called? Love, true love is what he called it. True love.
Ridiculous.
Someone out there you know has a sailboat named that and is just like 100%. So proud of themselves.
1,000%.
As they should.
As they should be, yes.
As they should.
Okay. Question 4. Pick a love triangle. A, Joey, Dawson, Jen. B, Dawson, Joey, Pacey. C, our crack ship, Dawson, Jack, Pacey. Or D, Joey, Pacey, Audrey.
Yeah, I'm a Joey, Pacey, Audrey, actually, yeah.
That's fair.
I would be, but not with Pacey in the middle, if that makes sense.
Oh, like Joey and Audrey together.
Yeah, exactly.
And Pacey wants
Joey and Audrey wants. I just think that'd be nice.
I like it.
Nice. All right. Question number 5. Who was Joey meant to be with? A, Dawson. B, Pacey. C, Jen. Or D, Audrey?
Jen. Although Audrey is a close second, but Jen. I think would have been.
So like Jen, Audrey, should've close been. Together, like Pacey somewhere up there, and then like somewhere below the crust of the earth is Dawson.
Dawson is yeah, okay, in hell. Great. Yeah,
Dawson's great. Like nowhere.
I have to say one more thing before we finish this, which is like the accents. So is it just me or is Pacey the only one who has a Boston accent?
No, it's so accurate. I thought it's that true. The whole time watching clips.
The only one. And does he have who's that actor? He's not even from Boston. No. Like, if Joshua Jackson was from Boston, I'd be like, okay, fine, Joshua. Like, that's just your voice. And you're like, all right, well, I guess I'll commit to it because we're on Cape.
Yeah.
None of them have accents except for Pacey. What is happening?
I don't know.
Sorry, that just really wrecked me. I don't know why that was happening.
Yeah.
And it got me every time. But on that note, clearly I need to start a Dawson's Creek podcast. I'm like, I have a lot of thoughts on Dawson's Creek.
I love it. I want to hear them all. I would listen.
Thank you.
Can you imagine if that was our first offshoot like podcast, Ellie? We started a Dawson's Creek podcast.
A Dawson's Creek podcast. That would be wild.
But like you still can't watch any of the episodes, Lee. Like you wouldn't be able to.
I'm not allowed to.
It will be me. I watch them and I explain everything that's happening.
And then
to
I just come in and have opinions on
and
stuff.
Then
I
you
watched.
Just are like, oh, what?
Exactly.
That would actually be a great show.
Yeah, I'll be
we have so much
one.
Time to do new things, so we'll totally do that.
Great.
Oh my gosh, but thank you so much, Sam, for hanging out with us and talking about the ultimate teen show.
Yes. Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much.
Tell our listeners, where can they find you? Where can they follow you? Where can they find Ashton and Lily?
Yes. So if you want to follow my journey, you can follow me on Instagram at Samantha O'Coin. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Samantha O'Coin _. And if you want to see Astrid and Lily, it's on Crave in Canada. And it's also on Sci-Fi, on the Sci-Fi channel and the Sci-Fi app if you're in America. So yeah, please watch.
And you have an EP coming out or that will already be out by the time this comes out?
No, I have an EP coming out. It'll be coming out at the later end of 2022.
End of 2022. So we got to wait for it.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure you're following Sam so you know the updates.
Yeah, please.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun.
Thank you guys so much. Let me hear you say hip, hip, hip.
We love hearing from you and building community, so we want to shout out some of our favorite things each episode. We want to say a huge shout out to Kristen, our production assistant. It was her birthday this past week. She turned, we will not tell you how old, but
years old.
But we just love you so much, Kristen. We literally could not continue to make this show without her support. So we want to say thank you. If any of you are on social media, I know it's a little bit belated, but please reach out, let her know how much you appreciate everything she does for the show, and make sure you wish her happy birthday.
Because just because you don't see all of the stuff that Kristen does, there's a lot of it, and we love and appreciate her. So happy birthday, Kristen. We love you. We also want to shout out someone who reached out on Twitter. Listen, you know we love getting Should Have Been Gay suggestions. So thank you to Jenny, who tweeted us to suggest that we do a Disney film. It's called Princess Protection Program. I had actually not heard of it yet, so I just looked it up real quick, and it stars Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato. So, like, yes, it's on our list now. It's got to be gay. I don't even need to watch it. I'm excited for it whenever we do it. That's all. Thanks, Jenny.
I cannot wait. And keep those suggestions coming.
Yes.
We also want to thank everyone who donated to our Indiegogo campaign for the final week. Alyssa.
Christine.
Susan.
Nan.
Christy.
Leslie.
Teresa.
Julia.
Kelvin.
Mag.
Eva.
CJ.
And Anya. Thank you all so much. We cannot make this content without all of your support. It really means the world to us. We have just seen so much support over the past 5 years for this show. Like, I just want to take a moment to really appreciate.
Ellie's going to cry.
I will probably cry, to be honest. But we had 257 contributions. If we put all of those people in one room, it would be a convention. So, I like, I just...
We should someday. Let's do
right? it. Right? Let's hang out convention. Come into a, come into a town near you. But really, I know we say thank you. I just want people to really understand how much we mean it. That's all.
Absolutely. And as always, we need to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Jess Klaus,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jacqueline Rosenshino,
Sarah and Julia,
Danny Gunluck Tamora,
Brittany Ray,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
Stacy,
A.D. Benitez,
Fiona W.,
Whitney Lennon,
Jennifer Trujillo,
and our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Liz Chen,
Julia Gonzalez,
and Ashley White. Thank you all so much to you and all of our patrons. We absolutely could not keep making this show without all of your support.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
Or check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
And check out our Dollar Bean Productions website for our podcast musicals at dollarbeanproductions.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
And if you haven't listened to all the episodes of The Flame yet, make sure you check it out. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts, and you'll want to make sure that you've listened to that before our next show comes out. So, you know, get on that.
We're also posting videos on our YouTube channel, so make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch them.
If you want to help support the podcast, the easiest and fastest and cheapest way to do that is to go on the Apple Podcasts app, leave us a rating and a review. It helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us and join our Patreon family, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. That gives you access to our Patreon-only Discord chat, where we are chatting up a storm every day with people's pictures of their dogs and cats. We have channels for crushes. We have channels for all the gay TV shows and movies you want to talk about. It is such a fun place, and we want to see more of you there. So you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
And if you want to help us make more queer musicals, you can join our Patreon specifically for our production company. You can find it at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon. We are going to be, as we're wrapping up the Indiegogo crowdfunding finally, we will be moving some more of our attention back to there to make sure that people are getting some sneak peeks and behind the scenes things as we start working on our next show. So you don't want to miss out. Once again, you can find it at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon.
If you want to get some Les Hangout merch, it's the perfect time to get your pride gear at bit.ly/lesshop. We have all kinds of gay designs.
If you want to follow us individually, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSH Foster.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Ellie Brigida. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.